For us, it was really about, okay, how can we assist our clients within this period? And that's when PPE came into play. So we started supplying PPE early February to all our customers. We didn't do toilet rolls, but we obviously did hand sanitizers, face masks. We went into testing kits because a lot of our clients weren't able to get testing through the normal means. So we had to, use our contacts to be able to get testing kits for our clients so they can test themselves, test their family, test their workers and employees. So we really just kind of modeled ourselves in terms of the crisis to see how best can we assist our clients in the hour of need. And that really helped our clients a lot and obviously kept us in business for that period of time. Of course, our sales dropped dramatically, but it just meant that we were still able to tick over and continue the business to survive during this process. Whilst in some cases, most business were completely non-existent, we were still able to perform and provide services to our clients despite the challenges. What we actually decided to do was look at how we could best service the market. We've been thinking for over probably 2 years now about launching an online luxury platform. We realized that quite quickly that actually by people being home, that was their source of go-to if they want to buy anything. I mean, you can see the stocks on Amazon and the stories about, online shopping has dramatically increased. Whilst we were sort of supplying everybody with PPE, behind the scenes, our team was working on our luxury e-commerce site. It originally started 3 years ago. I created the platform, the shopping platform on WordPress. For a whole year of messing around with it, we realized that actually that wasn't the right platform to have it on. I think we probably built the website probably three or four times before then. And then it's only recently when we, during COVID that we spoke to some key, e-commerce sites. And, when you look at platforms like Harrods, Selfridges and all these other e-commerce sites, they're all built on Magento. So we had to basically relearn and redo everything from scratch in Magento. But, the strange thing is I don't see these things as challenges. I see them pretty much as, just things you gotta do. Sometimes there's obstacles, sometimes there's things that's gone wrong. But my thing is about perfection. And sometimes, the way I see it, you learn from other people's mistakes. What we try to do is learn it on our own. And it's easier to just go and meet the best people in that field and they will tell you what you need to do rather than you try to guesswork it. And that's what we were trying to do at the beginning a few years ago was guesswork. Thinking, okay, e-commerce site is quite easy. I can just go to a WordPress site, pick it up, add products on there, and you're good to go. But that doesn't serve you when you're dealing with, 20,000 customers, in a day, or you're trying to scale up into a business like Amazon. You've got to build your system on something that is robust.